from Sweetest Friends. This year should be Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu Moshe, Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, Rav Aaron Ben Rav Nosson, Schus, Aaron Lei, Ben Sarah, Shlomo Yehuda Dov, Ben Sarah, Sarah Bas Chana, Sarah Lea Bas Rivka, Avram Yosef Ben Chana. In a previous shir, we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger, who asked three kashas in the Ram in the parish of Mishnayos 35b in Bava Metzia. So what we'd like to do first, before we do anything, is analyze a Rambam. This Rambam is in the first perek of Hilchas Schiris, in the fourth halacha. And as I always like to mention, there is a website called Halacha Brura, where they have a list on every single Rambam, a list of Gevaldik Mari Makamos. So I saw in this halacha there is just a slew of Mari Makamos, and obviously we can't learn all of them, not in this year, but definitely to be ma'ayin in this very, very important Rambam. So again, we're talking Schiris 1-4. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says, Kol Shomer Shepasha B'Tchilaso Aval Pishananas B'Sofa Chayiv K'mo Shehisbar. Whenever a watchman, a Shomer, is negligent when he begins caring for the article, even though the article is ultimately destroyed by forces beyond his control, he's liable, as will be explained. Ve'ein ha-shoel Rashoi la-hashil Afilo shal sefer Torah Shkola shkari ba'yis ha-mitzle Yishlenu la-acher. Borrower is not allowed to lend the entrusted article to another person, even if he borrows a Torah scroll, in which instance anyone who reads it performs a mitzvah, he can't lend it to anybody else. Similarly, says the Rambam, just translating in English, a renter is not permitted to rent the entrusted article to another person, even if a Torah scroll was rented to him, he may not rent it to someone else. The rationale is that the owner will tell the watchman, I do not want my article to be in someone else's hands. Ein ritzoni shehei pikdoni biyad acher. The following rules apply if the watchman transgressed and entrusted the article to another watchman. If there are witnesses who testify that the second watchman guarded the article in an appropriate manner and the article was destroyed by forces beyond his control, the first watchman is putter. For there are witnesses that the article was destroyed by forces beyond his control. So that's the famous sugya of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. So if you have a Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, if there are edim that the second Shomer guarded it properly and there was an ones, the first Shomer is pater, because there are edim that there was an ones. And if there are no edim, then the first watchman is liable to pay the owner, for he entrusts the article to another watchman. Afterwards, he should enter into litigation with the second watchman. V'yasehu dinim ha-shomer ha-sheni. He can enter into litigation with the second watchman. Afilu ha-rishon shomer chino matzil shomer sar chayiv. Even if the first one was a first watchman was paid for a service, it was not paid, he was a shomer chino, and he gave it to a shomer sachar, he's chayiv. For the owner of the article will tell you, listen, even though you're a shomer chinam, you are trustworthy in my eyes. You're trustworthy in my eyes, and I can believe your shvuah. I don't consider the other person trustworthy. For this reason, if the owner of the article would frequently entrust articles of this nature to the second shomer, the first shomer isn't required to make restitution. For he could tell the owner, yesterday you're willing to entrust the article that you entrusted to me to this person. In the above instance, the watchman, the shomer, is freed from liability only when he doesn't reduce the level of responsibility for watching the article. What does this mean? Reducing the level of responsibility for watching the article. What does it mean? Lema'it b'shmiraso. Okay, so yema'it b'shmiraso. Kon she'yamufkar etzlo b'sechar. Vifkido etzel oso ha'sheni b'chinam. O she'shol etzlo vifkido etzel oso ha'sheni b'sechar. Ha'ilu mi'et b'shmiraso p'sheu m'shalim. Af b'shol sechar b'bailam rei hotzi adav rasham yadi ha'shem erachir. So, the article, for example, was entrusted to the first shomer as a shomer sechar, and he gave it to a shomer chinam. Or the first shomer was a shayel, and he gave it to a shomer sechar. In such instances, since the watchman reduced the level of responsibility for watching the article, he is considered to be negligent and is required to pay. That's what it means. If it was mufkad etzlo b'schar, v'fkidu etzel asheni b'chinam, or sheyishol etzlo, v'fkidu etzel asheni b'sachar, either way, it was given to him b'chinam and he gave it, it was given to him b'sachar and he gave it to b'chinam, which is a lower level of shmira, or it was, he borrowed it and he gives it to somebody who's a shomer sachar, which is a lower level of shmira, hol mi'id b'shmira, so he's a posheya and he has to pay. And af al pi she shal usachar bibal o she sachar bibalim reho to dever shomi yadu liad shomer acher. The above applies even when the article was originally entrusted. When the article was originally entrusted, the owner was working for or hired by the first watchman, by the first shomer. Normally we have a din that shomer bebailim, shmira bebailim is pater. Meaning that if the owner is working for the owner of the object, is working for the shomer, and then something happens to the object, the din is that the shomer is pater. But here, it doesn't matter. He's still going to be chayev. The shomer is going to be chayev. Why? Because who holds the adavr shom liad liad shom racher? He took away the object and he gave it to somebody else. What business do you have to give it to somebody else? And therefore, he's the shomer is chayiv. That's the Rambam, and there's a lot of questions in this Rambam. Let's see. In these series of kashas will be based on the Torah of Moreno Hagon of Nosson Gishtetner Zatzal. First of all, the Rambam is makdim. Kol shomer shepasha b'tchilaso, af al pi shenenas b'sofo chayiv. Kamoshi is Bayer. Any shomer who is posheya at the beginning, even though in the end there's an ones, and that's why there was damage, he's going to be chayev, like I'm going to explain. And the question is, this halacha is explained in the third parak of Hilchos Schiros. Why does the Rambam have to mention it here? Mention it b'mkoma. Question number two. The Rambam writes, Ve'ein hashol rashoy lahashil, can lend it to someone else, why, etc. Because he can say, the mafkid can say, I don't want my pikudin to be in the hands of anybody else. Ask the Lechem Mishnah, Rava doesn't hold of this reason of ein ritzoni she pikudin biyad acher. And the Rambam paskins like Rava. What does Rava hold? What's the reason you can't give it to someone else? But you can say, listen, I believe you are the shvuah, I don't believe him. That's why you can't give it to someone else. Not because of Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni B'yad Acher. So Rambam Paskin's like Rava. So why does he bring this reason of Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni B'yad Acher, which is not like Rava? That's the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. And the Lecha Mishnah answers that even Rav is molded in the time of Ein Ritzoni. Ela de Svirle, but he holds that that's all lechatchila. Avlein roi lechayiv mamon b'shvil zeh. So that's not a mechayiv mamon. So therefore, what's mechayiv mamon is at mehimnas li b'shvuah. He's not mehimn li b'shvuah. The Rav also holds of Ein Ritzoni shepiktona b'yad acher. However, the Rambam writes later, v'im ein sham eidim chayiv ha-shomer rishon l'shalom l'bailim. That if there are no Edim, that there was Ones, then the Shomer, first Shomer, has to pay the Bailim, because Shemasar, Mipnei Shemasar, L'Shomer Acher. Because he gave it to a different Shomer. And the question is, what do we need in this Nesinas Tam? The tain of Ein Ritzoni is only on the Lichatchila. Ein Ritzoni Shepikdoni Biyad Acher is only a din Lichatchila. Which can't be Machayiv and Mammon. So if there are no Edim, the first person is Chayiv because the second is in Naman B'Shvuah. The Mafkid didn't believe the second guy with the Shvuah, only believed the first guy. So what did the Rambam have to say? Otherwise, the first guy is believed. What is the Rambam saying? Why is he chayiv? Because he gave to another shomer. The reason the Shomer Rishon is Chayev is because the Mafkid doesn't believe the second guy with the Shvuah, only believes the first guy. That's why. So what does the Rambam say? You know why he has to pay? Because Shemasar L'Shomer Acher. If the Vort is Ein Ritzoni, I don't want my Bekudim to be in anyone else's hand. That's only a Din L'Chatchila. That's not according to the Lecha Mishnah Mechayev Mammon. Rambam seems to be saying that it's mamish mechayiv mamon, ein ritzoni. And if the Rambam means that it's because he only believes the first guy with the shvuah, not the second guy, he doesn't even have to say it. What is he saying? These are funny words. Shemaser l'shomer acher, because we know he gave it to another shomer. So if the reason he's chayiv is because he believes Shimon, he doesn't believe Levi, that Reuven believes Shimon, he doesn't believe Levi, and he gave it over to Levi, then say that. But don't say Shemasar L'Shomer Acher. What does that tell? We know he gave it to another Shomer. Rambam writes, Avar HaShomer HaRishon HaMasar L'Shomer HaSheni Im Yesh Eidim SheShomer HaShomer HaSheni etc. Pater. If he gave it over to the Shomer Rishon, gave it to the second Shomer. If there are Edim, that the second Shomer guarded it properly, then the first Shomer is Pater, because the second Shomer did a good Shmirah. Benenas, Pater HaShomer HaRishon. If there are Edim that he did the second Shomer did a proper Shmira, then the first Shomer is Pater. The Rabbi Magid writes, the Hu Adin, the same applies, if the Shomer HaRishon was Nishba Shenenas Gamken Pater. Shem Reason takes a Shavu, he's also a Pater. Like Tosis writes in the Gemara. V'yesh l'tumoa on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam not mention this? That if the first Shomer is Nishba, Shenenas, he's also a Pater. And the Rambam wondrously doesn't mention this. And also, the Mishnah HaMelech asks, and Halacha, hey, and what the Rambam writes, if he's Memait B'Shmirah, so, if there's Edim for the second Shomer, then the first Shomer is Pater. What do you need Edim for? The second Shomer can swear, since Ragil HaHafkid Atzlo, Mehim and Le B'Shvua, in a case where he normally gives over to the second Shomer, then the second Shomer should be believed with the Shavua. So why only Edim? Why not trust the Shavua of the second Shomer, who's normally believed by the in Halacha Hey by the Mafkid? Ask the Lechem Mishnah another question: that if the Shomer is over and he gave it to somebody else, even if they're Edim, why don't we say that he's chayiv al tchilasa b'pshia b'soif adonis techayiv? Why don't we say that since it was tchila b'pshia and sofa b'ones, he's chayiv? Even if he has edim that there was an ones, but this ones was caused by his pshia. What was he giving it over in the first place for? You're right, in the end there was ones, but it started with a pshia. So the question is, why, if he gave it to another, if they're Edim, that there was an Ones, is the first Shomer Pater, but it's Tchilas HaBashiyah B'Sof HaBonus. He gives a Teretz, but the Teretz is difficult Teretz. Next, the Rambam writes, Sharehu Omer Labailim Zeh HaDover Shefkadet Emetzli Emesh Hayisem Afkidim Otso Eitzel Zeh. That's the Rambam writes. If the owner of the article would frequently entrust articles of this nature to the second Shomer, the first watchman isn't chayiv to pay. Why? Because he can say, yesterday you were willing to entrust the article that you entrusted to me to this person. This thing, this item that you gave me, you would give to the other guy. So the Kesef Mishnah already asks, what do you need Zeh HaDover? It should be enough for us that he trusts the second Shomer at all. What does it mean that he gave specifically this item? Next, another question. The Rambam writes, provided that he doesn't reduce the level of responsibility for watching the article. What does that mean? It means if the first Shomer is a Shomer Sachar and he gives to a Shomer Chinam, which is a lesser Shmira, or the first Shomer was a Shoel, and he gave it to a Shomer Sachar, which is Miut B'Shmir, which is a lesser level of responsibility. So that's considered a Pshia, and he has to pay. So the Rabbi Magid writes that Afa Gav Demayri Begavri Demehim Nebishvua Shederach HaMafkid LaHafkid Atzlo. Even we're talking about where the second Shomer, as somebody who's believed with a Shvua, that it is the way of the Mafkid to give it to the second guy. He would entrust, as the Rambam says, if he's entrusting normally to the second guy, Then he can say, yesterday you were willing to entrust the article that you entrusted to me to this person. So in such a case, he's freed from liability, as long as he wasn't in my b'shmira. But it's talking about where? Derech ha-mafkid la-hafkid etzlo. The mafkid gives it to the second shomer. Mikol makom, says the Rabbi Magid, achshav gila daito shu chafetz b'shmira ma'ula. V'ze ha-rishon pochasa. V'ein lecha p'shia gadola mizu. Nevertheless, now he's Magala Das, that he is chafetz, he desires a shmira ma'ula. And this first guy was poches the shmira. And there's no greater p'shia than that. And that's why it's chayv, even though the shomer, the mafkid gives it to the second shomer normally. But here is miut b'shmira, and that's not what he wants. He doesn't want a lesser level shmira. And therefore it's considered a p'shia. And this is difficult. Because the Rambam is not coming mitam tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo bonus, like the Lecha Mishnah writes, but rather because of atlo mehimnesli b'shvua. But if he is ne'amad b'shvua, so ma b'kach shepasha b'tchila, now it's an onus. If the Rambam's word was tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo bonus, I get why the first shomer is chayv. But here the Rambam, according to the Lecha Mishnah, is not talking about tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo bonus. Here the Rambam says the reason is because I believe him, you were the Shavua, and not him. As the Rambam says earlier. If there are no witnesses to give testimony that there was onus, the first watchman is liable to pay the onus for entrusting of the article to another watchman. Afterwards, he enters into litigation with the second watchman. If the first watchman wasn't paid, is Shem Rechinim, he gives to Shem Resachar, he's Chayiv, because the owner of the article will say, even though you're a Shem Rechinim, you're trustworthy in my eyes, I believe you're a Shavua, I don't believe his Shavua. So the word here is, you're believed, he's not believed. So why then is he Chayiv? He's Memayit B'Shmira. If it's tchilaso b'shia b'sofo bonus, I get it. Here it's tchilaso b'shia, because he's memayit b'shmirasa. But if the word is, I believe you with the shvua, not him, here he believes the other guy with the shvua, so what's the problem? Also, the Rambam writes, "Im hevi hashomer hasheni raya, sheipater b'hashomer rishon kedin shmiraso, hareze pater." If the second shomer brings a raya that the first shomer is pater, then he's pater. That's in the next halacha, that's in halacha hey. If the second watchman was able to bring proof that would free the first watchman from responsibility for guarding the article, he's not chayiv. What's implied by this? Ketzat, Shem Resachar, Shanasan, Abahema, Shmur, Etzel, Shem Rechinam, Mehevi, Shem Rechinam, Edim, Shemesa, Behema, Kedak, Arei, Shem Rishon, Pater. A Shem Rechinam, a Shem Resachar was entrusted with an animal. A Shemer Sachar gave an animal to a Shemer Chinam. If the Shemer Chinam says that the animal died in a natural manner, Kedarka, the first Shemer is Pater. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, what does he need to bring a raya for? Since Derech HaBailam LaHafkid Etzlo, you can't say the original owner can't say, the mafkid can't say, I believe him with the shvua, not you. No, he's ragil hashil etzel ha sheni, Eitzel Shomer Hasheni, he gives it to him also. So he should believe him with a Shavua. What does he need to bring a Raya for? And the Mishnah Melech blibes with a Kasha. And the truth is, we mentioned this already earlier, and we connected it to what the Rambam wrote. Avra Shomer Rishon Amasa L'Shomer Hasheni Meish Edim Sheshomer Shomer Hasheni Pater. If you have Edim that the Shomer Hasheni did good Shemira, then the first Shomer is Pater, and the Magid Mishnah says that the first Shomer can also be Nishba. That's also fine. But why does the Rambam not mention his Shavua? And we also have the Kasha and Halacha Hey. Miyat b'shmiraso, he's chayiv. But if they're edim that the shomer hasheni did a good job, and that the shomer rishon should be putter, we accept the edim. The shomer rishon's putter. Why should he be putter? But why should we only believe him? Excuse me, with edim, he's trust the shomer hasheni. We're talking about where he trusts the shomer hasheni. He's normally mafkid etzel shomer hasheni. So. It should be enough that the Shomer Hasheni should be Nishba, because he's Mamin the Shomer Hasheni. So this is a whole series of questions on the Rambam. And there's a Yishuv here, there's a lot of Velt to talk about. And Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will present the Mahalach to bring light to this very, very difficult sugya, and I give us a bracha that we should be zocha to see niflaos mitaras Hashem, and that we should merit to continue. L'modu lamid l'shmar v'las l'kaim is called every sama to us to be ahava. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.